WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave. The soundtrack for the Coen Brothers' new movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?, features music from the bluegrass duo Ralph and Carter Stanley. For our rock historian Ed Ward, their work epitomizes what great bluegrass music should be: instrumental virtuosity, clear harmony singing, and highly sentimental lyrics. Today, he looks back on the 20-year history of the Stanley Brothers.
Train 45 leaving Union Station, Cincinnati, Ohio. All aboard for All Points South.
A couple of years ago, a small record company asked Bob Dylan if he'd like to contribute to a Ralph Stanley album. Dylan later said it was the greatest honor he'd ever been given. Why? Listen to this.
In constant sorrow all my days,
Ralph Stanley and his brother Carter were born in 1927 and 1925, respectively, in Dickinson County, Virginia, where their mother played banjo and their father sang ballads. In church, instruments were forbidden, so the preacher would line out the hymns, singing a line for the congregation to repeat. All of these influences joined together for the boys, and in their early teens, they formed a band with Carter on guitar and Ralph on banjo. World War II put an end to that band, but by 1946 they had a regular job on the radio in Bristol, part of which is in Virginia, part in Tennessee. Within weeks of taking it, they were receiving between 500 and 1,000 letters a day, and before long a tiny record label, Rich R. Tone, approached them with a contract.
Oh, run, oh, mighty run, oh, mighty run, team was going to beat you like bright shining sun, bright shining sun, oh, Lord, bright shining sun. Timbrook was a big bay on slow down shaggy main. He run all round me first and he beat me up first train. Beat me up first train, oh Lord, beat me up first train.
The records were poorly recorded, and the band's style hadn't gelled yet. Plus, Rich R. Tone's distribution only covered a small region, but they sold as many records as they could press. In 1948, they signed with Columbia, which already had Bill Monroe on its roster. Monroe warned the label that if the Stanleys came, he'd leave, and he was as good as his word. Columbia, however, wasn't fazed. They thought they'd gotten the best of the bargain, and the Stanleys obliged them by innovating. Ralph began playing banjo in the new three-finger style Earl Scruggs had made popular, and their vocal arrangements were unlike anyone else's.
In the deep rolling hills of old Virginia, there's a place I love so well, where I spent many days of my childhood, in the cabin where we loved to dwell. White doves will mourn in sorrow,
and while other bluegrass bands were mostly playing traditional material, Carter Stanley proved himself the kind of songwriter who can make a new song sound old. He could also write songs which made people want to dance.
last night in my dreams, love. I woke as the clock was striking four, but I didn't think that I'd meet you. And now as you walk through the door,
come sit here with me, little darling, and allow me to say,
for some reason, the boys quit the music business in 1951 for about a year, returned to make a few more records for Columbia, and then signed with Mercury, an up-and-coming independent label. Many bluegrass fans, and the brothers themselves, consider this five-year period to have produced their finest work. There was a problem. As bluegrass was getting better, it was selling less. As the country population gradually urbanized, bluegrass found itself competing against honky-tonk songs and a newcomer called rock and roll. By 1958, the boys were off Mercury and recording for a tiny regional label again, but they were saved when King Records in Cincinnati picked them up. At King, they modernized their repertoire, if not their style.
I'm a-walking from one bar to another. I don't know where I'm going or where I've been. No one I meet realizes I'm trying when I know I can't win.
Actually, that's not totally accurate. In a notorious incident, Sid Nathan, owner of King, had them record a version of a rock and roll hit he'd recently had.
Hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now, get the finger up, up in time. Finger poppin' up in time. I feel so good, and that's a real good sign.
They weren't Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and finger poppin' time disappeared without a trace. So, almost, did the Stanleys. They recorded infrequently, took whatever jobs they could find, and in December 1965, Carter Stanley died, ending one of the greatest partnerships American music has ever seen. Ralph Stanley continues to tour to this day, and his son, Ralph II, has also started recording. If, as they do in Japan, America awarded living treasure status to its artists, Ralph Stanley would be a prime candidate. As it is, we're reduced to seeking out their hard-to-find records. It's a quest worth taking.
Ed Ward is a writer based in Berlin.
My latest son is taking phase. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My trials.
This is Fresh Air.